What do you anticipate from this offense moving forward? Because a lot of people think that the Jets can contend for a playoff spot if they get a little bit more from the offense.
Yeah, I think Rex goes back to a model we're very familiar with and one that the league is embracing more, with Seattle winning a championship by playing, you know, running the ball, play great defense.
I wouldn't be surprised if this team runs the ball 35 to 40 times a game. I said to him, tongue-in-cheek, you're going to run the ball more than the Seattle Seahawks, and he didn't say no to me. So get ready for the ground and pound to be real.
Having a stable of running backs, and we all know you have to have that stable. I don't know that Chris Johnson's going to be a 300-carry guy. He's only done that once really in his career, or twice in his career, but it was a while ago. You got to remember, though, he's been a 50-catch guy as well.
He's, I think, going to be running with something to prove this season. Looks like his legs are back. Certainly seems like he has that burst. It's interesting. They seem to be wanting to use him a lot, maybe throwing the ball out of the backfield, trying to get him in space and let him use his elusiveness to the utmost benefit. But I think he gives them an element they've been missing.
I think they're a good football team. And as I size them up right now, am I ready to just call them a playoff team in the AFC? No. Do I think they'll push for a playoff position? Got to give me the line on the quarterback. You know what I mean? I want to know how many times they turn it over from the quarterback position and how many times they get it in the end zone from the quarterback position.
I think Geno can make it, but I also think Mike Vick's going to help him a ton. You know, Brunell helped Sanchez quite a bit here. This guy has that attitude. I just sat down with Mike Vick and talked for a while. He is going to do a nice job of pushing Geno along, but I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Vick gets a couple of series himself during games. Not just a backup, but Vick comes on the field, forcing defenses to prepare for him as well.
You got to get efficiency out of your quarterback without the turnovers. And that's probably job one. Yeah, you're going to take whatever offensive productivity you can get, bring in an Eric Decker.
It's funny, we all get hung up on the number one receiver label. I don't look for gaudy numbers, not Denver numbers. It's just not the situation here. But I'll tell you what, he's the number one receiver with the Jets. It's a clear-cut upgrade.
The wide receiver speed is out there. The greatest thing you can do for a young quarterback with a strong arm is don't give him a lot of the underneath stuff. Let him throw some deep balls, and you have the kind of guys that can go vertically.
They get those elements in place, cut down on the turnovers from Geno Smith in his second year. There's no reason to think that they can't be a playoff team.